Namaste, Namdar, the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. A long-awaited homecoming for three former American hostages held captive by Colombian rebels. They're heading home to Florida today after spending days at a military hospital in San Antonio, Texas. For more than a week now, they've undergone medical tests and evaluations there. The three men were rescued more than a week ago after spending 5 years in rebel captivity. Meantime, hearings for more than 200 Guantanamo Bay detainees may happen faster than expected. A federal judge has granted a request by their defense attorneys to fast-track the prisoners' appeals hearings. It will mark the first time the detainees have had an independent civilian judge look at their case. The Supreme Court ruled last month that the detainees had the right to be heard in front of a civilian judge. Former White House Press Secretary Tony Snow has died after a recurrence of cancer. Snow served 17 months as President Bush's chief spokesman. He was also a conservative TV commentator and most recently worked as a contributor to CNN. Snow had his colon removed in 2005, but the cancer later returned and spread to his liver. Snow is survived by his wife Jill, one son and two daughters. Tony Snow was 53. A tropical storm warning is in effect for the island of Bermuda as Hurricane Bertha continues to churn in the Atlantic. The Category 1 storm is expected to dump up to 2 inches of rain as it passes by the south and east of the island. Meantime, the fifth named storm of the season, Alida, has formed off the Pacific coast of Mexico. The National Hurricane Center says Alida is packing winds of nearly 40 miles per hour and is about 400 miles southeast of Acapulco. In California, international relief is coming to exhausted fire crews. Australia, Canada, Greece, Mexico, and even New Zealand are all sending firefighters and equipment to help. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has also ordered about 2,000 additional National Guard troops to help the 400 already on the ground. A record number of wildfires have been burning in California for weeks now. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.